Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Yes, good morning. This is Cesar Garcia. I just received a call from you.
Yeah, how you
With
doing,
Monroe
Caesar?
Brokerage. Very good, you.
Good. I wanted to see if you had a few minutes to kind of talk about some financing options for you. Is now a good time?
Okay. Yeah, no, yes, is a good time.
Okay, perfect. So I wanted to get a better understanding of what you guys were looking for in particular.
Right now we are looking for a line of credit. We have two big projects right now. One is, I don't know if you know more or less the story of my company or could
No, not too much. Very little what I know. Well, what do you guys do exactly?
Okay. We are growers and distributors of fruits in United States. We have
Okay.
farms in Mexico. My dad is my farmer. We have around 3,000 acres of mangoes and exotic fruits as rambutan, jackfruits, and those kind of things.
Wow.
And we sell mangoes over here to the in the States, and we sell the mangoes, fresh mangoes, to the chain stores, to grocery stores like H-E-B in Texas, Sprouts in Texas and Arizona, Meijer in Michigan, Walmart, Sam's Club, and those kind of guys. So we are looking for a line of credit because most of the stuff that we buy in Mexico is a cash economy. So whatever you take, you pay it the same day. And over here, when you cross the border, that money goes away because everybody pays you at 30, 35 days. So it's
Correct.
difficult to maintain the cash flow.
Okay.
And in the other hand, we are looking for finance for a machine because sometimes we have a lot of mangoes that they are fine in the inside, but kind of have some marks on the outside, on the skin.
Okay.
So the mangoes are perfectly fine inside. You eat it, and they are great. But the deal is they don't pass the specification of our quality. So we have a lot of fruit that stays in Mexico, or we don't do anything with the fruit. And to make a story short, what we've been trying to do is to match a peeler machine to set up that machine here in Texas and being certified that machine for the USDA, FDA, and Texas Health Department, all the certifications in order to bring those mangoes in and peel it and put it in a bag, in a smudge bag, and offer it to our customer as ready to eat. Because those bags, they maintain the mangoes for 7 days, and that's what we can do with those mangoes. And those mangoes, believe me, they are great. The only thing that they have kind of
Oh,
not.
so you said it maintains it for 7 days, but so the very first day you put it in the bag, do you send it straight to a store like a Sprouts or a Walmart or a Sam's Club? Are they purchasing it from you?
We have been we already have talks with those companies about most of the chain stores right now in the United States, they have their shelves with fresh cut mangoes or fresh cut whatever. But
Okay.
what they offer is the fruit that they don't hold very well in their stores. They cut it and they put it in a clamshell, and that's it. In this case, the fruit we are gonna have, the fruit is gonna have the same great breaks. Most of the American people, when they choose a mango in a grocery store, they don't know exactly when is a good time to eat it because sometimes the mangoes are kind of tricky. They
Right.
are orange or red, or they have a nice color outside, but you have to wait until the fruit is really mature. And because there's some type of mangoes like the Ataulfo mangoes, that is the yellow one, that even if the mango is yellow outside, it can be tart or acid when you taste it. And believe me, those people who buy them, those mangoes, and they try it for the first time, and they say, or they taste it, that they are acid, they are not coming back. So they don't purchase the mangoes anymore, because they thought the wrong idea that those mangoes, they were ready, and they were not ready. I mean, they were almost ready, but they don't know. So our intention to do this is because every single time, every year, I mean, I have been in the mango industry for 16 years, and my background is for more years in Mexico. So in my experience over here in the United States, there's a mango national board created by USDA, and I was part of that. When I was there, everybody was saying about to do a ready-to-eat line or something. And believe me, when you go to a grocery store, you can check that there's a lot of produce going into ready-to-eat. But most of the stuff is veggies, like peeled tomatoes, peeled bell peppers, or peeled onions. But in our thinking of the company, you don't see a fresh line of tropical produce, you know? There's a huge opportunity to have line of fresh mangoes, line of jackfruits. I don't know if you know what is a jackfruit.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Or rambutans or fresh cactus pears. So the whole idea is to present or to give an alternative to the American people or to the community, a new line of products that when I eat a mango, the mango is ready to eat. You don't have to mess your kitchen or anything like that. You want to make a smoothie, everything is ready. So you want to make any longer.
Yeah, so, I mean, like you said, you want to do it with a jackfruit. I know a jackfruit, they usually have that in a package already, don't they? Like, you can buy it, like, packaged and ready to eat out of the package? Or a can? It comes in a can?
Yeah, but the can is the taste is different. I mean, it's pretty different. And also, with the jackfruit, a lot of people, they don't know what is a jackfruit.
Yeah,
when you eat it, it's different, completely different experience or something. But if you buy a jackfruit in the street, you're in San Diego, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you go to a grocery store in San Diego, most of those grocery stores, when you buy it, is Chinese or Oriental supermarkets, and they sell the entire jackfruit. And I don't know if you have peeled a jackfruit before, but
it looks like a green, like spiky fruit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Looks weird on the outside. Looks like a watermelon, but with a weird looking outside.
Yeah, I mean, it's yellow on the inside, right? Is it like, it has seeds? Am I correct?
Yeah, it has seeds, but, it's very difficult to cut it because there's a lot of latex coming out of the fruit. When you cut it or you try to cut it, if you don't know what you're doing, it's difficult to do it because maybe you will take more than
an
hour, 45 minutes.
That machine, the machine peeler, does that peel like jackfruit, mangoes? Does it peel multiple fruit?
No, it's going to peel only mangoes.
Okay.
But we can adapt it into jackfruit or other type of fruit. But right now, the principal part of the principal fruit that we will taste it will be the mango. Because we are growers of the mango and we have all the mangoes in there.
Now, you said you have farms in Mexico. Do you have farms in Texas as well?
No, only in Mexico.
Only in Mexico, but the business is located in Texas.
Yes, the business has already 16 years in Texas.
16 years in Texas. Are you 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you
The
guys?
machine.
What I was gonna say for the machine, what is that gonna cost you guys? Have you picked one out?
Yes, we already been actually the guy who is the manufacturer of the machine is in San Diego.
Okay.
There's a couple options, but what we have seen, kind of the most convenient machine is the one in San Diego. There's other machines in Italy that they are like 300,000 and very
Wow.
expensive and very difficult to bring or those kind of things.
How
And
much is
the one in San Diego it's around 100,000. I mean, with all the parts and with all the logistics or all the other parts to make it work is around 100,000.
Okay, so let's say you get this machine for 100,000. What type of how much are you going to make off of this? If you're able to peel a mango, put it in a bag and sell it, what is the return on investment? Has that been calculated? Like how many mangoes will that for you guys to be able to produce in a bag?
The machine processes 80 mangoes per minute.
80 mangoes per minute?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So, what are you expecting to put out there to send out to stores? How many do you plan on having a month going out?
More or less, to make the story short, 80 mangoes per minute. Every single mango has like 200 grams of fruit, so we are talking about 16 kilograms per minute. And
Okay.
in other words, those 16 kilograms per minute is 35 pounds per minute. And 35 pounds per minute is going to produce you 23 bags of 1.5 pounds per minute. So in 1 hour, you will have 1,380 bags of 1.5 pounds. So we are talking about that in 1 day of 8 hours working the machine, you will have 11,000 bags.
1,000 bags in 8 hours. And how much will you sell that to? Is there any other cost that goes into that with the bags?
The cost is only the kind of what we have, the pouches. The bags are 16 cents.
16 cents a bag? Okay. That's a
And
bag.
the cost of the fruit will be around 5 cents.
Per fruit. Per
Yes.
bag, right? That's what it's
Per bag.
per. Okay. And then how much do you sell it for to the stores and different chains per bag?
We are trying. We've been looking that in, like, example, Walmart. They sell 62 cents dollars per 10 ounces.
Wait, I'm sorry. So they sell or you sell to them?
No, they sell. Right now, they sell 28 cents per ounce.
28 cents per ounce. Okay. So, and each bag is holds how many ounces?
Each bag has 24.
24 ounces. Okay,
Yes.
so 24
In
times.
other words, if we have a profit of even 50 cents. Even 50 cents, you could make a profit of. I mean, if you sell all the bags and everything, you will have a profit per bag of $2.
Profit per bag is $2 per bag or 50 cents per bag?
No, $2. I mean,
Okay. What did you said something about 50 cents per bag. What was that?
that even if you want to make only 50 cents per bag, it's a lot of a lot of money because you will have like $5,000 per hour, you know.
I see. So you can make anywhere between 50 cents a bag to $2.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's the low and the high. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Wow, I mean, that's, you said it's generating 11,000 bags a day?
No, $11,000 bags is not that, is per
8 hours.
8 hours, yes, 8 hours.
Okay.
Is per day.
So that's 5,500 if on the low end of 50 cents a bag. That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow, okay. So
and the other data that is coming and is very impressive. Every single year the consumption of the mango is 20 million boxes in the United States more than the last previous year.
Oh wow. Okay, so that's interesting.
Yes. So to be honest with you, or based on calculations, last year Mexico introducing to the United States, let me tell you how many millions of boxes.
Hmm. So this year it should be double that.
Yes, like example in 2016, Mexico. Mexico brings into the United States almost 75 million boxes of 10 pounds.
Wow.
So in other words, those 75 million boxes, most of the stuff, sometimes when you receive the fruit, if the market is good and everybody has good sales, the fruit goes in and goes out perfectly into the stores and everybody's happy or whatever. But the deal is sometimes those productions or those numbers, most of the people, we are located in Texas, in McAllen, okay, and we have our offices in Fort Texas. Most of the fruit crosses into Fort Texas. So we have a lot of people in the warehouse that they are nearby, that they bring those mangoes. But most of the stuff, sometimes when the market is flooded, they start selling the mangoes at 50 cents or $1 per box.
Okay.
So they are very cheap. And what we were thinking is to hire people, because nobody has done what we are trying to do, to peel the mangoes and put it in a bag.
Nobody's done that before?
No, I mean not industrially, or not commercially.
Or not commercially.
The only thing that they do is sell it in 10 pound box, and that's it. Nobody has seen the potential of put it in a bag and sell it into the retailers. Not yet.
Right, you know, and like just freshly ready to eat, right out of the bag.
Exactly.
Okay. Because they have dried mangoes, right? Like dried mango fruit that you can buy out of a bag and eat. Fresh.
The dried mangoes is completely... Actually, what we are selling is water, because the mangoes has a lot of water. And when you have dry mangoes, you take that water, and that's why you have the dried mangoes. But you need to have a lot of mangoes in order to have one bag of dry mangoes. That's why they are very expensive.
Because you need to
put a lot of mangoes. And in this case, you don't have to put, because the mangoes, they are going to be weighted by the water and everything. And the other stuff that we are going to have is to create a lab department where we have a quality control guide, a guy with a microbiologist degree, to have everything ready to test it, and to have all the mangoes, when you put it in a bag, the mangoes, they will have the same bricks, so the same sugar content of every single bite inside of the bag.
I see. So you
won't see mangoes that they are sour with sweet mangoes. The whole idea is to have homogeneous mangoes in sweet and flavor and in cut.
Okay. Now, with that particular machine, though, Caesar, it's going to cost you $100,000, and they have this peeling machine already. How come nobody else is? How do they have the machine that can do this, and nobody else is doing it yet, and putting it in a bag?
Because they believe that is too much hassle. I mean, most of the people who has the distribution of the mangoes, fresh mangoes, mm-hmm. they do 2 million boxes in a year or something.
Okay.
And they don't really care about the fresh cut industry. What they do is they receive the mangoes, and the next day they ship it out to Walmart or to other chain store or whatever.
Okay.
And the mangoes that they keep a little bit longer, because they receive those mangoes by commission. So if they will get their 10% commission either way, even if they sell it for $5 or even if they sell it for $1, they still make the 10% commission, you know?
I see. Okay. Now, I mean, that machine should be a priority. I mean, even if you're doing on the low end, 50 cents a bag for 22 days, that's $121,000 a month.
Yes.
That's it's quite a number, quite a profit on a machine there. Have you tried to get financing for that machine already?
I've been trying for the last 2 years, and unfortunately, my personal credit is not really good. My credit is around 550, and I had a personal bankruptcy in 2009, but it was dismissed in 2011. So, because of those kind of backgrounds, most of the people, they get away from me or from my company.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
I mean, I'm being trying to be completely honest with you.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I want to try to help you get this, the financing for it. Let me see. So I had a BK in 2009. Is the BK dismissed right now?
Yes, it's already dismissed since 2011.
It has been dismissed. How much do you guys do in sales right now, currently?
Last year we did 680,000. And the year before 2014 we did more than a million.
So,
but believe me, with the machine and everything set up, I mean, because even when you have a machine, I mean, maybe I'm thinking too far away, but the deal is, when you have this kind of product ready to eat, you can get a new market. You know, you can sell it into hospitals, you can sell it into schools, mm-hmm. you can sell it into other type of industry, because right now we just sell it to a wholesalers in Chicago, New York, whatever, you name it, and grocery store, that's it. But you don't have any other type of players.
Right.
But if you have the machine and you have the certifications, the FDA, and you've been very careful with the kind of the factory, you will get approached to a different market.
Okay. Now let me ask you this: let's say you get the machine, how long will it starts to generate some revenue for the business? All right, let's say you get the machine. Let's say you start doing 11,000 bags within the first month. Are you going to be able to sell, like, sell those to the big stores right away, or do you have to get it approved? What's the time frame you're looking before you start generating sales?
I will say around 6 months.
Okay, 6 months.
I mean, I'm trying to be cautious about the numbers.
Sure, sure. No, and I appreciate that. 6 months before it starts to generate revenue. Okay.
And actually, the other, I mean, at the same part that when you have the machine, the other machine, we can have another machine in Mexico, and we can bring more bags and those kind of things. But the deal is, we prefer to have the first machine into the United States, because
sure,
that way we keep away from the border. We don't have any kind of issues, because the mangoes, they are going to come into the United States with all requirements of USDA and those kind of things. But the process is done here in the States, and then it's going to be certified by all the authorities that needs to be involved here in the United States. So
okay,
the product will have better confidence with the final consumers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And because we already been with the grocery stores, I mean, every single time when we have meetings with Walmart or with HEB or with Meijer, we have been presenting this idea, and everybody is kind of excited. 2 years ago, HEB gave me, or they were very interested of doing this. And they even offered me a kind of a exclusive contract, but I didn't sign it because, to be honest, you never know. I mean, they were going to be the only distributors in Texas. But in Texas, you already have another players, that the Sprouts is coming to town and other big players, or Walmart. So we didn't want to sign it or anything like that, and we passed that opportunity. But I'm pretty sure that if you start selling into one grocery store, that we have many, that we've been suppliers of them for 5 or 6 years, I'm pretty sure that when you start with one, the other ones, they are going to come trying to buy again, or try to buy your product, because they will see that the mango by itself is going to sell. Even, I don't know, even better than to pick your own mango or something.
Right, right. Okay. Well, I mean, it definitely sounds like it. You know what you're doing, and it all makes sense to me. The difficult part, you said your credit is low, so that's going to be the challenge on my end of getting you approved for the financing. But I mean, it just sounds like if you can have that machine, it's going to pay for itself within the first year. Right away.
Yes, actually, the owner of the machine, he already kind of mentioned to me that I'm sure that in 1 year you will have 3 machines running for you, because you will sell, or you will be the only one. And I'm sure that after people or after other companies that they bring mangoes, when they see the result, they are going to try to make me competent. But
sure,
but with 6 months in advantage, or 1 year of advantage, that you already been processing and being certified and with no problems about any hygienic issue, you will be fine, because you are ahead of the market, and you are going to be introducing a new items like the jackfruit or the rambutans or the mango stand. Whatever fruit that is difficult to peel, put it in a bag and make it easier for the final consumers to eat it.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, jackfruit is fantastic, but a lot of people, they don't know how to cut it, or they are not going to take the time to cut it. And even if you have that kind of demand of the fruit, because, like you said at the beginning, the jackfruit could be in a can or whatever, but if you offer to the Oriental people that lives in another part of the country, fresh jackfruit that you can eat it instantaneously, I'm sure that you will sell it.
Okay. Now, you mentioned to me in 2014 you were doing over $1 million in sales. 2015 you did 680 in sales. Why did you dip like that? What was the reason for the dip, decline?
Because sometimes when you bring too much mangoes, I mean, you are even bringing more mangoes, but your profits are lower. Okay. So we prefer to bring less quantity of loads and to have a more profit.
I see. And then what about this year? What are you guys on track to do?
We are around 800,000, something like that, maybe.
You said 800?
Yes, something okay. like that.
Okay. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, and Caesar, do you have any loans out right now? Any working capital loans or?
Yes, I have two. I have two loans that they were kind of cash advance, and one that I tried, and I didn't know what to do. I have one that is with Nine Capital. It was for $30,000, and it has a balance of only $20,000 left. And I have another one with Yellowstone that everybody's saying that to me that was a mistake.
Yeah.
But nobody told me that they were bad or anything like that when I took it. So unfortunately I took it, and right now everybody's telling me that, oh no, Yellowstone is really bad and those kind of things. But the good thing is I just have $4,000 with them pending, and that's it. And they are charging me $100 per day for that loan. But if I can get somebody to get me kind of a bigger loan, I can pay it out those guys and kind of doing something.
Okay. How much is the balance with Yellowstone?
Only 4,000.
24?
Oh no, 4,000.
4,000. Okay. Yeah. And then 20K with Knight. And what is your payment with Knight? Is it a daily payment?
Yeah, it's a daily payment for $300.
Okay. And then Yellowstone, what's your daily payment?
$100.
$100 daily. Okay. Okay. And you were going to say something?
Yeah, what I was going to say is right now is the time of getting the funds. I mean, unfortunately, we are like 3 months away from starting our new season. Our new season of mangoes from my orchard, so from my family, starts in mid-February.
Okay.
So, kind of, unfortunately, we are short of time in order to, I mean, we will have to have the funds like yesterday in order to have the machine, set up the machine, look for a warehouse where you can put all the rollers and those kind of things, because the best way to do it is the less people, the less contamination that you are going to have.
I see. Okay.
So we were thinking to have, instead of putting the fruit by rollers, we were thinking to do it by water, to have water into the channels of the distribution inside of the production area. And that way it will be easier and safer and those kind of things, instead of having 10 or 20 people inside of passing the boxers or kind of potential contamination.
Right. Okay. All right. Let me see here. So we need to get these funds. You need the funds right away.
Kind of.
Okay.
that's kind of my biggest weight in my back right now.
Okay. Are you shopping around with anybody else right now?
I've been talking with a lot of people, but to be honest, I mean, most of the people, they decline on me.
Okay. Spoke with a lot of people, but are getting declined. And what are you going to do if you're not able to get these funds?
I mean, unfortunately, I wouldn't do anything because I don't have other option. Right now, I'm completely necessitating somebody to give me a hand. Otherwise, it's difficult for me to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. What I'll do, Caesar, is I'll send you an email with the application along with the list of items I would need. So how soon do you think you can get that back to me?
Well, right away. I mean, I don't know how difficult are those points, but I guess you have bank statements and tax returns. And
exactly. I'm going to send you two different applications. One is going to be for capital and one's going to be for equipment financing. I'm going to try to get the equipment financing first because I don't want to, you know, I know you have the Knight and the Yellowstone, but then I'll also try for working capital as well. But I want to I want to put you on the best program as possible.
Okay.
Okay, so I can, I'll send that out to you. Let me make sure I have the right email. I do not have an email. What's a good email for you?
It's M as in ma'am, U as in Union, N as in Nancy, D as in David, O as in Oscar, E as in Edward, X as in Xerox or X-Ray, P as in Peter, at AOL.com. American Online, AOL.com. Mundo EXP at AOL. And let me ask you this. If I send you all the paperwork, how soon could you have an answer?
I'll have an answer for you by Tuesday or Wednesday morning at the latest.
2 days.
Yeah, well, at the latest. I should have an answer by tomorrow, but I'm just thinking worst-case scenario would be Wednesday morning. But I feel confident I'll know something by tomorrow. If you can get everything into me this morning.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's something difficult to...
It's just the applications, the bank statements, and a tax return. So it's not a lot at all. It's very simple.
Yeah, no, I can get it. I mean, like I said before, I've been talking with a lot of people, and most of the documents that you guys require are the same anywhere.
Okay. So, yeah. So let me
have those handy.
Let me make sure I have the right email. I have M as in Mary, U as in umbrella, N as in Nancy, D as in David, O as in Oscar, E as in elephant, X as in X-ray, P as in Paul, and at AOL.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
So Mundo EXP at AOL.com. Okay. All right.
If you send it, I can send you over kind of a presentation that I've been doing and I've been presenting to the decision makers of the stores. And also, I have kind of the badge already in my hand with all the reasonable zippers and all the nutrition facts and those kind of things.
Okay.
And like I said, I know that is a very good project. And the only thing I will beg if somebody help me or something.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I'm sure that
it sounds very, very lucrative.
I'm sure that we're gonna have a good returns if everything goes well.
Does somebody ever can you buy those machines used or no?
Yes, you can buy, but the deal is the guy told me that he prefers to have a new machine for me because otherwise he's not guaranteed the kind of the efficiency of the machine, you know?
Sure. No, I totally understand. Okay. Yeah. All right, Caesar, I will send over this email in about 5 minutes, and then I'll look forward to getting everything from you, and then we'll work on getting you approved.
Okay, and let me ask you this. I don't quite get it. You are a broker, right? You are with the bank?
Well, the good thing is we are an actual private business bank. We do work with some other lenders, but we don't work with like Yellowstone or Knight or companies like that. We have a select few lenders that we work with. So in a case where we get you approved for a small amount and we need to go to somewhere else to get you a higher amount, we'll kind of participate with them in a program and getting you one large amount. So we do our own in-house financing, but as well, we kind of, you know, what type of business bank would we be if we didn't work with other people to get you the most money as possible?
Okay, because, I mean, like I said, I've been talking with a lot of people then.
So you've probably been talking with a lot of brokers, huh?
Yeah, I've been talking with a lot of people then. To be honest, and sometimes I feel that I'm wasting my time because they just give me the same answer or something, and it's difficult because you need to be kind of very firm in your dreams because otherwise you quit.
I understand. I'm going to do my best to try and make something happen for you, so I'll send that over, and then we'll take it from here.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. All right, sounds good.
Bye.